Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
One down. You did it. Coming to you for the first time from this particular venue, Bottle Rocket Social Hall in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is a sweet, sweet club with like a 70s theme going on. And if you're ever in the area in Pittsburgh, be sure to give them a visit. It's Saturday, July 15th, 2023. Kingsmen, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, a Wonderful Life as we know it could happen to you only live twice in a lifetime. Yeah! Now it's time for Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs.
All right, settle down. I'll give you my plugs. I know you love it so much. You can't wait to hear where I'm going. Doug Loves Movies is back in San Diego for the annual Comic-Con edition this Wednesday, July 19th at American Comedy. And we're back in L.A. at Dynasty Typewriter on July 23rd. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Ka-ka-ka! Wallet! Shh! Ted Danson?
Yeah! That's right. Give yourselves a round of applause. It's too dark. I can't wear my sunglasses in here. It's too dark, but I do love wearing the sunglasses all the time. Here we go. Here's the prize bag, everybody. Somebody here today is going to go away with this, and then what you do with it and its contents is your business. But, you know, go ahead and get on eBay and see what you can get. The bag is a beautiful little kind of backpack bag from Chocolate City Wellness in one of my favorite dispensaries there in Washington, D.C. If you're ever around there, check out Chocolate City. And then in the bag, there was a show that they did on Audible that Bob Odenkirk's son created it, and a bunch of famous comedians did the voices and stuff. It's called Welcome to Argyle. And it was an event where they gave out bucket hats that say Welcome to Argyle on it, and then I swear I've never heard of Welcome to Argyle. Never heard of it again, but it's a nice bucket hat. I'm just not really a bucket hat person. And then this is weird. This is like somewhere somebody handed me this milk thistle turmeric vitamin D. It's like four tablets. I guess it was like maybe at a rock festival or something, because they call it your liver's sidekick. And, you know, my liver just prefers, you know, being solo. They gave me some dried apricots on the plane, so I put those in the prize bag. Also, I've got a couple of magazines from recent stops. I was in Seattle and Sacramento. So there's Seattle and Sacramento magazines. You know, learn about, you know, places on the other side of the country. Some Doug Loves Movies stickers. I know this whole time you're thinking, well, but is there something good in there? And I think so. I know there's a lot of law enforcement outside, so be cool. I'd love a venue next to a police station. A rubber pipe, a rubber bong from my friends at Peacemaker. And it's even sealed up in a plastic bag, so you know I didn't even use it once. All of that is going to somebody today based on who gets selected by my guests which name tags get picked by my guests will determine who wins all this stuff. And you ready to get the guests out here? Yeah! Who went to the WDVE comedy show last night? Woo! Super fun, eh? The goddamn comedy jam with Josh Adam Myers. And then there's a show tonight. Who's going to that? Woo! All right, well, I'm going to go long, so you probably won't make it. No, that'll be super fun tonight, and all three of my guests today are on that show tonight, so you get a double header with them. So please, everybody, give it up for Matt Bronger, Gareth Reynolds, and Steph Tolev!
Hi, Doug.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
All right. What a great crowd. What a great crowd, huh, Doug? Wow.
Those people.
You guys are unbelievable.
Wow.
What a great venue and a great crowd.
Wow. This is fantastic.
I'm
really
having so much
sucking
fun.
Ass this early,
I'm
huh?
having the best time. I'm sorry.
Jesus
this
Christ.
This is so great. That's an honor.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name, as I do. You know him from the dollop. He's Gareth Reynolds. What's up, Blue Eyes?
Hey, hi, Doug. Oh, man, this party's just getting sweeter and sweeter, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
Your T-shirt and hat and everything, you just look like you live here.
I feel like it. This is like the kind of bar that I feel at home in a bar like this. This is like Wisconsin to me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wisconsin.
Mainly because I stole a bottle of tequila and they didn't notice. You know, and the bartender went to the bathroom.
Clever.
Dark early or?
No.
Yeah, okay.
It's never too early. Never too early.
All right.
That's the fun thing about an afternoon show is we just get fucking nuts. Hey, Matt, could you just adjust back just a little bit?
I feel like a cow just in between you guys in a field.
I'm
enormous.
Don't go too crazy. Yeah.
You're a kilf.
I just like, watch out for that stool back. I just like to, be able to make eye contact.
Visibility,
yeah. Yeah. Visibility.
Not have my bread.
Yeah,
box
I saw in the news this morning that the visibility was going to be poor today, and I can't believe I didn't heed their advice. And also, Matt, we got a lovely thing for you to put your beverage on.
What a host.
Right there.
Guys.
There you go.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
Nice man.
Wonderful. Wow. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. So, one last thing for Gareth. You just got into town today?
Yeah.
And you're performing tonight?
Yep. Yeah, at the Bynum Theater.
Nice.
Seems like a lot of people are going to, everybody should go to that. I was in Pottstown last night. It's gorgeous.
Pottstown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should live
that
there.
That sounds like...
Yeah. What? Have you not been to
that
Pottstown?
That sounds great. I would love to check out Pottstown.
Yeah, you could be the mayor. No problem there. Trust me. Like 50 minutes there, I was like, where the fuck am I? What's happening?
All right. Next up, the man who puts his beer on the floor. It's probably his best credit. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Pronger is here.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Woo! And you just got in, too?
I did, just today. Yeah.
Flew in shorts, or was that a...
Actually, yes. I typically, not that I'm like Don Rickles or Sinatra, despite the rumors, but I typically always at least wear pants on a stage. But I was just like, I don't know this place, but I do know Pittsburgh, and I don't know if it's going to have any AC that's operational. And I love you for that. It's the same thing in Portland, Oregon, where I'm from. Most of the dive bars are like, we'll be fine. And then you're just like, ah! But this actually is exceptional AC, so I feel silly sitting here looking like a weird soccer coach that you don't trust your kids around. But I did fly in shorts. I really did.
That's great.
Not these. Not these. These are these are show shorts. What's that?
Planes are so cold sometimes.
My new thing has been wearing like a big heavy sweatshirt and shorts on a plane.
Oh, and then if you get cold, you just like pull your knees up into the shorts, into the sweater. I mean, you just pull it over your knees.
With a mug of cocoa and
sit on the edge of your seat.
Talk about boys. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, man. This is rad. We are losing our minds over this bar and how amazing it is. Yeah. Like, perfectly preserved. I was talking to one of the locals who was working on the show, and he nailed it. He's like, this is definitely an unfrozen caveman bar. Like, this is exactly the way it was. That's so cool. You know, if you put this in L.A., it'd just be full of douches, like, immediately. Like, yeah, this is the kind of bar I grew up going. Like, no, you fucking didn't. Shut up.
Trivia would be about to start.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, an open mic. Who are you kidding? A shitty, shitty open mic.
$20. Separate this would be $20. Yeah. Bucks.
Yeah. They do real comedy here at Bottle Rocket. Yeah. And, It's a sweet space.
Yeah, the posters, like, I know, like, all the people that have played here, and they're terrible. No, I'm kidding. They're all amazing. Like, it's all people that I'm like, wow. Like, it's whoever curates it is nailing it. Because all those people are exceptional.
Good job, curator.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm the Bottle Rocket curator. I only understood part of that. Okay, so I curate Bottle Rockets mostly around the 4th of July.
One of them's actually a bar.
Yeah. All right, and also joining us today, a first-time guest on the show, so make her feel extra welcome. It's Steph Tolev, everybody.
Shorts that are much shorter. I didn't know we were going to be in stools. My labia is staring this fucking man in the face right now. I'm closing my legs so tightly it hurts. I thought it was going to be a seat at a table. Also, I walk from downtown, so I'm sweating. It's the whole thing. It's far. It's a far walk. No one's reacting. What the hell? I'm soaked.
I'm sorry that I'm forcing you to cross your legs like a lady.
Well, I'll be manspreading soon. You guys are going to be
okay.
Seeing a couple lips real soon. And they're way worse in Pittsburgh. The heat. Ooh.
I love that movie, Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. They got that. What's that movie where she opens her legs? I was the first person to do that, but then it was too
ferocious. Oh, Sharon Stone got the idea from you?
She got it from me, but mine was terrifying.
And yeah.
Like, let's have somebody else do that.
You had that basic instinct before she did.
Yeah. Also, I don't know movies, so I just said that movie. That's how bad I am at movies, so...
You're going to be great at this.
I'm going to be so good at this. I've seen 3 movies my whole life. So
I'll tell you right now, there's some multiple choice that you might be good at.
Okay.
Yeah. The rest of it, the rest of it, we'll see.
No, I'm screwed. It's fine.
Yeah. But the first part of the show, we start by just having a little discussion about movies. It's a segment that I call Recommendation Nation, where I ask each of my guests to recommend one movie, but I spring a category on you from which to choose it. And today's category, I get suggestions on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter feed. And what's the name of the person that made the suggestion? I want to give him credit. He's got a funny name. Reg of Dorkness.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a scary time right now with, you know, like we're striking, the writers and the actors are striking because of this whole fucking AI threat. And you know, and de-aging, and all these things that they're being able to do with the technology and whatnot. And I've been, you know, pretty scared about robots for a while now. And you know, there's robot, like my neighborhood where I live, there's like delivery robots that are just wheeling around all over the place all the time. Jeez. I try to make friends with them, but they got deliveries to make. Anyway, so
sir, so they, get away from the delivery robot. I think you just sold the robot weed.
While you're waiting at home for your food, tourists are stopping these robots and taking pictures with them. Right. Like, they stand in front of them so they can't go and take pictures. It's hilarious. So you're just sitting there waiting at home for your grub, and it's just not making it. I don't know how they cross at traffic lights.
Yeah.
And the whole deal.
Well, did you hear about the robot they tried to send across the entire country from the West
What
Coast?
Happened?
You guys know. You guys know. It made it as far as Philadelphia.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it got stomped to pieces. Soon
Wait,
as it got into Philly.
Did it start in Philly?
I mean, it made it. It made it. Do you understand?
Right.
It
all the way
the
to the
coast.
They were, water was coming.
As soon as it saw.
It was right. They had just finished going up the Rocky
yep,
steps.
Yep. Saw the big Ben Franklin stomp to death.
I like it. Fully support it.
Just
fully
and,
support
and without
that.
A trace.
Yeah.
The guy did not stick around.
Did you see a robot?
Or the woman. Or the woman who stomped it. I don't know.
I feel bad for the person it was delivering to.
Yeah.
They're still waiting.
Yeah, they're just hanging out waiting for this shit.
I've been waiting for months.
It's like at the end of the movie Airplane when the guy's still in the cab waiting yeah, outside because yeah, yeah, yeah. he ran
my
in without pain.
That's okay. One of the three movies I've seen, Doug.
So oh, shit.
Thank you for quoting
yes.
that. Thank
nice.
You so much.
No,
that
check that one off.
Damn it.
I hope the other two come up today because that'll probably be the last reference to Airplane that we have today. But so let's start with Gareth. Yeah, alphabetical by first name. A robot movie. Recommend Ooh. A movie that has something to do with robots.
Well, I drive across the country a lot, and every time I stop at rest stops, I just think of WALL-E. And WALL-E is a really great movie that's slowly turning into a documentary.
Yep.
And
a double bill with Idiocracy.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. There's a lot of crossover. But WALL-E is one where I'm like, yep, we're really not trying to get out of the WALL-E bullet's way. But WALL-E's a great movie. It's very depressing. And every time I'm at a rest stop with, like, you know, Pizza Huts and 7-Elevens and all that shit, I'm just like, yeah, this is, we are the humans on the ship in WALL-E. So WALL-E is a good robot movie for me.
You know how they're all like, so they've, evolution-wise, they've become so lazy that they are all in those weird, like, little hovercrafts.
Yeah, and they're having, like, robots deliver their shit. It's
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
Imagine.
It was you. Stomped it to death.
That'd be funny if there was, like,
I'll
one really...
the angriest city in America.
That's right. They think it was an inside job.
I'd like to see in my neighborhood, like, just one old-ass robot that says WALL-E on the side of it. Like, oh, man.
Just crying.
He's still out there doing
Where
it.
Where are my fries, he's weeping robot? Fuck this thing.
So they go around in those little hovercrafts.
Yep.
But the original premise was that we evolved to not even fuck with legs. We just become these blobs from the waist down.
Oh, man. Whoa.
That was what they wanted to do at first, and they settled on they have their own private hovercrafts.
It's wild because I watched that movie, and I had that same adult, like, wait, but if, you know, like,
yeah.
not that, but it, more like just, okay, if everyone is that enormously obese where they just float around, are there just heart attacks, like, all the time? It's dark. I'm sorry. Yeah. but it's just like, and they have a robot that comes.
It's like Logan's Run.
Like, fine.
It's like Logan's Run, but they die of natural causes before they turn 30.
40. Yeah. You either have one or it's induced.
Yeah, exactly. You might not have to go to sanctuary. You could just have, you know, too much bacon.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a good one, Wally. Yes.
What a relief.
Congrats.
Yeah, you did
That's not one of your two left, is it?
You still got some time to think about this stuff. You got some time because we're going to Matt now. Matt?
I'm going to go Megan.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Topical.
And I know it's new, you know, but I know I could reel off a few. I do enjoy a good robot movie. But like, I really dug Megan because I found myself rooting for Megan, you know, where it's just like, you're a terrible parent. Like, you should just let this kid live with Megan and be guarded by Megan. Like, not really, but I love it when you have a villain, so to speak, that you're like, I'm kind of on your side, man, you know? And it's funny, and it's incredibly fucked up and scary. The thing about a robot that turns on us is like, we're fucked. You know what I mean? It's like being in a bar fight with a gorilla. Like, you're done. You're just done. And she's like a little girl, which is, you know, I always say like the scariest ghosts are kid ghosts for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Casper.
Like, yeah.
Muppet movie Christmas
kids.
Carol.
Like, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and when she gets up in the middle of the night and I'm like half awake and I'm like, ah, fuck, Rose. Hi, honey. Restart. Oh, yeah. God.
It would be hard to fight Megan, too, because as a little girl, you'd be like, I don't want... Oh, my God, no!
No, and have you seen the movie?
No.
At one point...
No spoilers, please. Go ahead.
She goes after, like, this bully kid in the woods where only they are there, and she starts running at him like a dog, like, on all fours like this. And in the theater, I was like, whoa! Like, I'm looking at people like, are you watching this?
I wouldn't even run away. I would not run away. I'd be like, finish me.
I'm just
going
to lay down.
Yeah.
I've had a good run. Yeah, your last words.
I would just bash my own head into a rock. Be like, you're not going to have the satisfaction.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my pick, Megan. I loved it. Oh, so good.
In summary, Matt loves Megan. Let me write it down. M3GAN. All right. I just have one quick piece of business. I apologize in advance for this, but is someone very close to me like snapping gum or tapping on something?
This is like a teacher.
Wow.
I know, right?
Because you're about to stop doing that.
He's going to run at you Megan.
I mean, it's already stopped, but I don't know if it's because I brought it up.
It is.
Or...
That person just swallowed gum. It was like, nope. Yeah. Hey, Doug, I think I speak for all of us when I say, what is gum?
I just wish you had like an arch nemesis stoner, like over there, arms crossed, just blowing bubbles. Pop, pop.
Wait, what were you going to do, though? Yeah. Slap them across the face? What were you going to do here?
I'm just going to try to politely ask them to stop doing it.
Okay.
You should put your hand out and have them spit it in your hand. That's the move.
For those of you listening to this podcast, Doug has a handgun loosely held in his side right now. I feel like everyone here is like, it's America. That's the new age we live in.
What if it was the robot?
I'm horrified right now.
What if the robot from Philly was slowly crawling and that's what the clicking was?
Yeah, it was like the spokes in its wheels were clicking.
Must get to Maine.
Rolled towards us. The first time I saw Dawn of the Dead, and as you know, pretty young, and I was sitting in a kind of half full theater, and it was like a midnight showing, and it's the first time you see Dawn of the Dead, it's pretty fucked up, and. There was a guy sitting behind me. See, I think I just have lifelong PTSD from this. Because there was a guy sitting behind me. But, like, also, when you turn around and look, there's no way to tell who's doing it. There's just a guy that would just, like, every 40 seconds or so, just go, eh. You know, and you turn and look, and everyone's just sitting there watching the movie. Nobody seems suspicious or... You know, and you can't watch long enough to see him make the noise. So you got to turn back and look forward.
But you're so high all the time. Are you sure it wasn't you?
I got bad news for you, Steph. 10 years later is when I started smoking weed.
Oh.
I saw that shit sober with a guy making a weird noise behind me the entire time.
This is the Christie ending to the story.
Sorry.
There's something the I must tell you.
The twist is I wasn't high. Yeah.
But you know, some gum crackers and knuckle poppers and stuff, they don't know, they just don't realize they're doing it.
So
I'm a leg shaker. Like, I'll like make the whole room shake, and then someone will just grab my knee, and I'll be like, oh, okay.
I love that. That's the best way to stop that, for sure.
What's that?
You know. What?
Yeah, if you just grab someone's jaw doing, stop.
So glad you didn't wear pants.
I had the worst, real quick, experience where I, you know, did the thing where I was like, I'm just gonna fucking say something, because this kid, like, or someone, in the movie The Hurt Locker, which The Hurt Locker is, besides the bombs, entirely silent, right? There's no music. It's such a quiet movie, and so this person just kept like turning their phone on and turning it off, and I just saw this fucking light at the corner of my eye, like 10 rows down, and I just, God damn it, I can't handle it, and I finally was like, I'm just gonna get up, and I usually don't. Because I'm kind of tall, and it's just like, excuse me, like, you know. But I went, I was like, I'm just going to go over there. And I got up, and I saw something bigger catch the light. And it was going up and going down, going up and going down, and completely silent. It was a couple, and they were fucking. I just saw an ass just reflected in the light. And I'm just like, I can't. I can't say a thing.
Much harder request.
It was the ultimate, you're not coming over here.
How far away were you? That's ballsy in a theater.
I was up there. But it was one of those things where it was just, they had like a, one of those Samsungs came out that were like the size of a book. It was like that, like this giant thing.
Big ass, you mean?
Big ass.
Nice big ass.
Yeah.
Nice juicy ass.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful ass.
Good.
But I guess young people fuck silently now. They made no sound.
Also, just finger and hand job. What are they, sick?
Yeah, please.
Oh, nobody else has fingered or hand jobbed in the movie theater. Don't judge me.
What was the move? Lay down, lay down. It's not sticky. Lay down, just lay down.
Much different
that
noise.
Poor girl.
Sounds like gack.
Do you not want to hear My Robot movie?
Yes.
Yes, sorry.
I did some thinking, and I think... I'm going to say The Room, because I think Tommy Wiseau's a robot.
Wow.
Oh.
Somebody back me up here.
That's fun.
There's no way that man isn't a robot with skin just draped over his face. Mm-hmm. That acting? Come on.
It's
who's
really
seen
good.
Who's seen The Room? Okay. Not enough of you.
Wow.
That's it.
First
Nobody,
time
no one backs me up. Fuck all you
the
guys.
The first time, I'd never seen The Room. And
you've
I
never
saw
seen
it? I saw it, but I saw it late. And everyone had their catchphrases they yelled. And when they showed him naked with the girl, someone yelled, "Why are you wearing a leather jumpsuit?" And I laughed for probably 20 minutes.
See?
I'm like someone's dad who's smoked weed for the first time in like a month, like a years. I'm laughing so long at that one.
Because
he's
not
so
skin.
Ripped.
Because it's
like,
not skin.
Oh.
That's fake skin.
Yeah.
That's skin over a robot's body.
When
that's
you're,
why.
When you're that old and you like lift that much. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
sick.
Bad.
He's a sick
it's not
man.
A good
His robot name is Wiseau E. But those are three, or I should say two robot movies. And The Room. So that was a good
Roomba.
Session.
Oh.
Hey, oh.
Yeah, after the pun.
That's good. That's good.
Tag everyone.
Yeah.
Keep count.
This is being recorded.
Yeah. Oh, no.
When you said Room, I was just like you were going to say something about Brie Larson being like,
me too.
You know, her acting being robotic or something. But she won an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
For Room, not The Room.
Okay.
I just like that you were brushing your locks.
Yeah.
I was like, are you doing a Tommy Wiseau impression right
I don't
now?
Know
what
if
is
you
this?
Saw. She won.
The same
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how to do an impression of that.
Why are you dressed like a mermaid?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for all your recommendations. And people, if you haven't seen those films, go ahead and go check them out. And we're going to take our first break. And then when we come back, we're going to play some games. We'll be right back. Woo!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Thank you for bringing so many amazing name tags, but only three people could be chosen. Gareth is playing for JWN, John, instead of Jaws, of course. Matt is playing for Elena Condo instead of Conda. Elena Conda instead of Anaconda. Well, if your name had been Anda, you'd have been Anna. I mean, you'd have been set. And then Steph is playing for the Liz Lebowski. Yes. And it's an honor just to be played for, Liz. Don't get your hopes up too high.
Oh, you're fucked. I'm sorry. You're not winning, but... not even close. Yeah, yeah.
It's just fun to be chosen.
Yeah. And that better be your attitude.
Yeah.
That's the attitude we're looking for. Happy to be chosen, not chewing gum. All right, so.
I still don't know who that is. It's still bugging me.
I think it worked itself out.
Okay. I feel like they swallowed it. They did their thing.
What if it was the same person who was behind you for the Dawn of the Dead, who's just following you with distracting little ticks the whole time?
That's a long prank.
But funny, at that point.
Worth it, yeah.
Totally. I would
it's
appreciate
a monk-like
it.
Monk-like commitment.
Yeah. And only do it twice. The lunacy. What a halftime. Fuck.
All right, so from this point forward, we're going to play some games and no audience help. I know you get excited about helping out.
What?
Yeah.
Not even me?
That'd be so weird.
I'm
the whole audience and Steph against Matt and Gareth.
I'm bad enough, man.
Yeah, the audience, a lot of people, you'll see there's a tension in the room when they know the answer and you
brutal.
Don't.
Oh,
and
those eyes.
It'll happen.
I'm good at reading lips.
Yeah.
So
and then they'll laugh if you say something. Okay. All right. Okay. This first game we're going to play is called How Long Is It? You might do good at this stuff.
Okay.
Because this is a game where I name a thing, and then each of you guess how long it is. And you're trying to attempt to not go over Price is Right style. And just each guess, starting with the same order we've been going in, Gareth, then Matt, and then Steph. So you could even pull the Price is Right.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to.
And just bid a dollar.
Ooh. I'm going to.
It's not money that we're talking about here. But
a dollar would be a bad one.
But you'll get the idea. How long is it? In years, how long was the amount of time between when Tom Hanks won back-to-back Oscars for Best Actor for Forrest Gump in Philadelphia? I mean, God, how I wish he was in a movie called Pittsburgh. So close. But I needed to play this game now. How long was it before that had happened? Somebody won best actor 2 years in a row.
Before that? Or
how many years between the first time it happened and then when Tommy Hanks did it?
Got it. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Here we go.
Wow, this guy's jizzed up.
Another robot down.
Anytime they mention Tom Hanks, that robot shorts out. That robot loves Tom.
We all sound insane on this one, probably, because the listeners did not hear that. It's just the thing fell over.
I don't do podcasts for the listeners, Doug. You've known that about me.
You
the whole
are
time.
About the live audience.
I'm a live guy.
You really are.
That's why the career's where it's at.
What do you think, Gareth? How many years?
Well,
transpired?
I'll say 32 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm way off already.
Well, I'm not right. Don't forget. Now, you're acting like I know what I'm talking about.
You really seem confident.
No, it's all bravado. It's not there.
Okay.
Let's see what Matt thinks. How many years do you think went by?
You know, I think it was, like, a long time. I'm going to go 20 years.
He said 30.
32.
Two.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, I think it was a long time. I'm going to go 20.
That's insane.
I'm going to go less.
It's not insane. It's not insane.
Okay.
Look, it's not insane.
It's not great, but it's not insane.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Is there like closest two wins?
What's that?
If I get closer than them, do I win?
Yeah, it's closest without going over.
That bid was not smart.
You can't go too crazy.
In retrospect.
Okay, 13.
But a fun bid.
Oh. I should have listened first.
Do you watch Price is Right?
Not really.
Yeah. The fun bid would have just been bit to bid a dollar more than
or like
a year
it's too
more.
Late now.
What, how many did you say?
One.
13.
She said 13. 13. Lucky 13.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm writing it down. You're locked in. So Matt's 30.
Yep, Matt's 32.
No, he's 20.
Oh, wait. What?
Gareth tried to switch.
Oh, wait. What happened?
The old switcheroo.
I think we just call it a wash. Everyone gets it right.
Okay, so Gareth says a whopping 32 years. Matt says it had to be a lot, so he says 20. And then Steph undercutting everybody with 13. And the correct answer is 55 years.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy like a John.
Good work.
Fucking Spencer Tracy.
I knew
one,
it was him.
2 years.
Great guy.
Back
an unbelievable
back.
Guy.
Great he won, actor in yeah. all those movies he's yeah. in.
He won for Captains Courageous and Boys Town.
Bingo. Yeah, Boys
which
Town.
Is one of my least one. Favorite names for a movie.
Yeah.
It's a great neighborhood in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's
it
very
is?
Fun.
It is?
It's a gay neighborhood. Yeah, that's
oh,
what the movie's
now?
About.
It's a
gay
yes, neighborhood.
Spencer Tracy.
It was not about a gay neighborhood.
Flannel shirt.
I approve of that kind of Boys Town. This
shorts.
Boys Town was
just
like,
trying to figure things out.
This was choir boys,
working
and I don't
out.
Like what was
working
happening
the
to them behind the
tracks,
scenes.
Oh,
literally behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
So, congratulations, Gareth. You won the first game.
Wow.
So, you were a smug. You're a fucking smug, goddammit.
It was a risk.
Yeah.
That's what we did in Boys Town. Yeah.
You are a regular Captain Courageous.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
And you know what you win for that accomplishment that you just made?
No.
Did?
Huh.
You get to go first in the next game.
Oh, great.
Is that an advantage?
No.
Maybe not.
Yeah, probably. I don't think it is.
Yeah, it might not be. You might have screwed yourself with being so smart.
Well, wait.
Being so clever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The next game we're going to play is a new one. Yeah. And I call it Oh My.
Sweet, sweet Takai.
I like it.
It's called Oh My. Because you have to guess. I'll tell you a movie title, and you have to tell me if it has a lion, a tiger, or a bear in it. Oh My.
I thought it was going to be George Takei theme.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The twists just keep coming. I'm not like M. Night and wait for the twist at the end. I have them all the way through. This one is going to start with Gareth, and then we switch the old order around a little bit, and we'll go to Steph after Gareth, and then to Matt. I'll name a movie, and Gareth will guess whether it has lions, tigers, or bears in it. Oh my. And then if he gets it right, gets a point. If he misses, Steph gets to guess from two remaining answers.
Oh, I like that.
And if you miss it, Matt will get the gimme point in this first round.
No.
But then things move around, because whenever somebody gets a point, we start with the next person on the next round.
Okay.
So it's anybody's game. And Gareth, are you ready?
Yes, Doug.
And it could be a movie with multiple one of those animals or just the one.
Well, so
but,
I would...
But not two different types of animals. Like, none of them have lion and tiger. It's,
okay.
It's always one specific answer. Okay. It's either lions, tigers, or bears.
Okay.
But it could be... I don't want to confuse anybody. It could be a singular animal, or it could be a pack or whatever.
Okay. Do we get an extra point if we know they say, oh my, in the movie? I wouldn't know
if
that.
By extra point, you mean,
why are you?
I would not know.
Another
this.
Thing
why
to get
I
wrong.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know movies at all, but I do know which ones they say "oh my" in. So I could do good at that. All right, Gareth.
All right,
you're up first.
Okay.
And you need to tell me if it's got lions, tigers, or bears. A motion picture called Napoleon and Samantha.
Oh, fucking A. I've got a bad feeling about this one, Doug. I will say a bear. Bears.
Let me just check. Let me do a quick Mayim Bialik check on the answer before saying anything.
Before saying no.
Incorrect.
I knew it.
Steph, what did he say?
Bears.
What does that leave?
Tigers.
Or...
lions. I'm going to say
which
tiger.
One do you want?
Tigers.
I really tried to help you out there. No.
Damn it! Come on! Fuck! I'm slow.
Matt?
Gotta give me a second.
It has happened.
Really?
Where a contestant doesn't remember what the other said.
Oh.
Yeah, but I wouldn't hold that against you. We'd repeat it if we had to. But yes, there's a lion in a movie called Napoleon and Samantha. It's a Disney movie, and it's from a long time ago, 1982, is that it? No, 72, 1972, and it stars Johnny Whitaker and Jodie Foster as two people who befriend a lion, and they go on an adventure with this lion,
sure,
because they don't want the zoo or whatever to take the lion back, so they go off on a road trip with this lion.
Sure.
And do you think the lion is Samantha or Napoleon?
I think the lion's Samantha.
It is neither. That is the name of the two children.
But that,
the fucking lion that the movie is about doesn't even make the title.
Some bullshit.
Unless the lion's name was Ampersand, then that would have that would have worked out in the lion's favor. But and a young Michael Douglas top billed in that movie.
Oh, boy.
As their adult friend, Danny.
Nothing weird about that. Totally cool role he took there, yeah.
It was
weird adult uncle. Yeah, I'll come with you kids.
A lion, all right.
A lion, oh, that sounds
can we
fun.
Smoke in front of it?
I got the lion drunk.
I went down on the lion.
You lost them on that one.
Yeah, no, I felt
didn't like that one.
I felt their energy withdraw for sure. It was. I do it for the listeners at home, though. I don't.
Oh, they're dying.
That's who
they
I
love. Lion dicks.
They love a bit of bestiality.
People have
bestiality.
More room at home for rolling around on the floor laughing.
Yeah, and they're gonna need it.
I will say though, I don't. I would not. It's not cool to the lion, but if you can go down on a lion and not get mauled, that's there should be like a.
You
some
gotta
kind
throw.
Of a war.
Yeah, you gotta throw the strike right away. Yeah.
I've never seen a lion's dick.
Oh wow. Have I got a movie for you?
Oh.
That's
I've
just,
seen other animals,
that's
but
what
lion
the tail
I've never
is.
Seen. Yeah.
It's the tail.
Yep.
Guy knows nothing about animals.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
Doctor on his head. That's a mane.
Yeah.
All after starts with movies. All after we find out Steph doesn't know anything about anything.
Yeah, yeah. Never seen a penis in my life. Does somebody want to show me? I'm okay.
Look,
that gets
look.
Weird. It gets weird.
It's one right behind you.
Oh my God.
Look out. That's why. You're just
one
not looking in the right
back,
place.
Like nobody else
I had a good laugh at that.
All right, so round two, we're back to Gareth starting us off. And the motion picture, you know, some of these are easy.
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
you know, you might luck into one that you're very familiar with.
Thank you.
This motion picture is called Roar. R-O-A-R. Roar.
How dare you?
Is that got a lion, a tiger, or a bear?
You bastard. I mean,
I think it's a dog.
Nice try, Doug. It's a dog. Well, look, there's a red herring here. And I'm not going to fall for your little trick.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not a trick. Maybe the trick is there's no trick. Well done, Benson. You've done it again. You brilliant bastard.
I just got yelled at, not yelled at, but somebody today on Twitter told me I was incredibly lame because I did a game where it was the same answer the entire time. And the answer was neither. So this is a bunch of shit I made up. And somebody's like, that's so fucking lame.
Let's play that game. I'll be good at that game.
Pretty amazing.
Neither.
Yeah, I have fun, you know?
Well, I want to say that it's a lion. That's really where my heart lies. But I just feel like that's too easy, Doug. So I'll say lion.
Lion is correct!
I couldn't live with the alternative.
I want that question.
No, you don't. You saw what I went through.
I would have bet money it was a bear.
I was going to go bear. I was very close to bear.
You know, they all roar, but I guess the lion is more, you know, associated specifically with the roar,
yes.
With the MGM
yes.
lion
synonymous.
And stuff.
Yeah.
So you stuck to your guns on that, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Doug.
This movie was made in 1981, and Tippi Hedren, mm-hmm. Melanie Griffith's mother and Dakota Johnson's grandmother, really got into animal preservation and hanging out with lions, oh. And she owned a bunch of lions, and they're like, hey, we got lions, let's make a lion movie.
Oh boy.
Where the entire film, everyone involved, in front of and behind the camera, is in danger of being mauled, and they do get
oh.
mauled. Melanie Griffith got mauled
oh,
on
wow.
the fucking set. She
As
was a teenager.
Kid.
She was like a little kid, and she's in this stupid movie with her dumb mother, and she gets mauled. And nobody, like the list of injuries on the set that they kept going after these incidents
we
kept
must
happening.
Finish Roar.
And the movie is about how the lions are just acting up. So it's just like,
we'll
the whole
use
point,
it, Melanie. We'll use
yeah,
it.
The whole point is they're being attacked and scared constantly. It's the craziest
They do so not the, take direction.
The lions were method, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, you know.
Hit your mark.
She meant well or whatever. And, you know, thank God those birds pecked at her. So much.
Yeah.
Because she deserved it. But anyway, Roar, if you want to watch like the most, it's so tense the entire time because you know that just there's some scenes where there's 10 lions running
Jesus
around.
Jesus Christ.
It's so insane.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I saw it 40 years ago. One time. So that's how I remember it. No, I saw it more recently because people know how nuts it is and that it's super fun to watch. We did a Benson movie interruption where we like talked the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the talking was like, Gah! Oh, No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. There at least some of the cast is good at climbing up into a tree.
That's important.
You know, but lions can climb.
Well, it's not great then. It's actually worse if they get up there. You're like, well, this terrain's
yeah.
worse. Jesus Christ.
Now where do I go? We're both on the same branch. All right, Gareth's on the board. Very exciting moment. Steph is up next. Okay. Steph, remember what I was saying earlier about anything could happen?
Yes.
And some of these are easy?
Yeah.
Lion, tiger, or bear, Wizard of Oz.
I know this one. Lion.
Nice. You should have let her hang. You should not have given her that validation so quickly.
I mean,
you don't hear the audience cheering on Jeopardy before Malian
so
Bialik says yes
me.
Or no.
Everyone wants me on the board. That's
yeah.
the issue. We got to get on the board.
Well, congratulations.
So easy.
That movie, of course, features the cowardly king of the forest. Mm.
Yeah.
Good impression. Hey.
Hello.
Should I try out for SNL?
Yeah, that's really good.
Really outdated impression.
Great. We've replaced Bill Hader finally.
I could just see you in front of Lorne Michaels. This is...
He's like, what?
How did you get in here?
Yeah. I come in just this fully dressed as that. No other impressions. I'm ready for you, Lorne. And then I walk in.
This is the Cowardly Lion.
When do you think we're here?
This is the Cowardly Lion. This is. I'll say it. I'll finish this sentence eventually. This is the Cowardly Lion. Suffering from seasonal allergies. Because also the scene you're doing an impression of him after the scene where they fall asleep in the poppies, or when they fall asleep in the poppies, right? Because isn't that when he sneezes, or does he just always sneeze?
I think he's always kind of doing.
He's
that.
Always just kind of. He's always futzing around with his
he's
face.
He's futzing around. Yeah.
Did you hear the story of the first guy who played the Tin Man?
Died of the silver poisoning?
No, but hospitalized.
Oh. Jesus.
So I didn't hear the story, it turns out.
Buddy Ebsen, hospitalized and then couldn't play the role. They had to recast it and shoot the movie, and so he wasn't the Tin Man just because he had a bad reaction to the makeup.
Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
That's a
didn't
bummer.
Someone
that's
die up. In that movie?
But then he became Barnaby Jones, and that was on for a million years, so right. The dude's fine.
Yeah, well.
Jed Clampett's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was about oil with him.
All right, we got a three-way tie in this match. It's all coming together. We're back to Gareth again.
Okay.
All right. It's a motion picture.
It's Matt.
What's yours?
It's Matt, I said.
Why?
Isn't that the order?
Yeah, okay. All right, Matt.
You're pretty good at this.
Hey, I'm good at something.
I'm too easy going.
Being a boss.
I just want to see who's paying attention.
Yeah.
And it turns out it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Four-dimensional chess, Doug.
Okay, so, yeah, we're... yeah, because it goes... Garrett, wait, who just got the point?
I did.
Steph.
Right, and Matt went first on the previous round.
Gareth did.
I did.
Gareth did. So it's back to Gareth.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it works, but I'll just.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Whatever you want, Doug.
But he just got the roar one, and I got this, and isn't a Matt.
Right. You're treating it like Matt gets to go just because he didn't just get a point.
Yeah.
But it goes on to the next person whose turn was supposed to be next.
Oh.
And
is everybody else following this logic?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. But let's go with Matt, though.
Abandon you on that one.
It is supposed to be Matt. It is supposed to be Matt.
Oh, yeah. what a twist. Yeah.
But people say to me all the time, who's it supposed to? They do that when I'm right. So right. I don't know what to do.
Yep.
And I have to stop and really go, well, now this time did I fuck it up?
Yeah.
And in this case, I did. Yeah.
It's their fault.
Yeah.
You did this.
Yeah. Because, you know, we try switching the order around and stuff to keep it, you know, everybody has a chance. All right, Matt.
Yeah.
The motion picture is called Prey, P-R-E-Y.
Oh.
Prey.
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
It's a bear.
How do you know that?
I love Prey.
Really?
Yeah. It's an awesome movie.
Who's in it?
I don't know any of the actors by name because they're either, I believe, Comanche, Native American, Native, or French.
Let me give you another shot at this.
Okay. Didn't you say P-R-E-Y?
P-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
But these assholes, they make the same. They use the same titles these days. You're talking about something that just came out.
Yeah, I am.
This is Prey from 2007.
Oh.
It's a different Prey. But,
okay.
But in my head, I was like, this title seems weirdly familiar.
Yeah.
And that Prey movie you're talking about is awesome.
It's so good.
It's really good if you haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I recommend, that's my robot movie that I recommend is Prey. It's really good.
Even though
really
he
good.
Just says technological shit, he's not really a robot, but we'll let it go. Was it Robot Bear in Prey? No. No, 2007 is a Flying Cobra. I have no. I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go with the tiger. I feel like a tiger is the right one.
I just was so thrown off when you were
Picking another animal that doesn't exist?
Well, yeah, that doesn't help me.
Sorry.
But that's incorrect.
Okay.
Oh. Gareth.
Thank you for saying it that way.
Gareth.
Go ahead, Glareth.
Gareth.
Gareth.
Two syllables is not enough. You deserve more.
I agree. I've been saying that for years.
You deserve more, Gareth.
Thank you, Doug. It's very respectful. Well, I'm going to say that it's a lion.
You are?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
It is. I think I remember the movie now.
I don't.
Yeah, it was Bridget Moynihan and her two kids went to one of those things where you drive through.
Oh.
Yep.
And the lion goes apeshit on her.
Because he knows how to
what?
Drive.
Because
what? He goes lion shit on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is he? The
no,
lion?
No, the ape goes lion shit on her.
That's worse. That's so rare.
That's the term apes use.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean ape shit?
Jerry goes lion shit in here. You know, lions are the crazy ones, right? We just eat bananas. We're not banana.
We're vegan.
You're up, Steph.
I'm ready.
Okay. Lions, tigers, or bears? The ghost and the darkness. And can we get another beverage for Matt Bronger?
Thank you.
I'll also do a tequila soda.
Ooh, tequila soda.
I'm changing it up. Soda, tequila soda. No, no, no.
Oh, Tito's and soda.
Sorry.
I don't know why I heard that other beverage.
Bell's too hearted for me, please.
What's it called? The
Any
again?
Beer.
The ghost and the hunt. The ghost and the man. What was
the
it?
Ghost, the ghost and the man. The darkness.
The ghost and the darkness.
That's how you feel about men.
I like the ghost and the man. That's what my mom calls
well
every horror movie.
I'm doing well on Tinder
movie.
Out here, damn it.
What's the movie with the ghost and the man?
The ghost and the man.
Fuck, I don't know. Poltergeist? Mom.
Heart conditions?
There's a man in it.
There's a guy.
Up.
There's a ghost. Come on, man.
I don't like those movies.
Now there's a fly in here.
Come on, son.
Okay, the ghost of the man.
The ghost
the fly.
Of the man. Everybody wants
say,
to see this show.
I'm
going to
say
really
bear.
Hot ticket. Bear?
Yeah.
For Ghost in the Darkness?
Yeah, it seems... Oh, no. I can tell by your reaction it's wrong. Fuck. God damn it.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry. Who's next, Matt?
Yep. I think so. I think so. Remember the movie, and I know it's a big cat. Damn it. It's got to be a lion. It's got to be a lion.
You're going lion?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
What is?
Nothing, Mr. Benson.
That is correct. It was a lion. Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas.
Yep.
Michael Douglas again.
Michael Douglas and lions. I had no
him
idea.
And the big cats.
I know.
He loves eating pussy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Better.
I don't get the applause.
I'm
Come
standing
on.
Up for that one.
Damn it.
That was good. That was
Jesus
left field.
Jesus Christ.
That was left field.
Thank you. Really thank you.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
The dude just loves a big cat, Thurin Zeta Jones. all right, so who got that one, Matt?
I don't. It doesn't matter.
I think I got it. Yeah.
Matt got down. That one. So this is
Steph should get a point for that
exciting.
Joke.
This is exciting. All right, Gareth, you're up.
Okay.
Here goes.
Okay.
Lion, tiger, or bear? Clarence the cross-eyed lion.
Stop.
Hold on. Stop.
What the heck?
Let a guy noodle. Jesus Christ.
That's two he's gotten now.
Can I have the title again?
Well, you think he's gotten it already? So he has to answer. It has to be the right answer. Mm-hmm.
You better not. The next one better not be Lion King, man.
I swear to God.
What year was it made, please?
Can you use it in a sentence? Does your mom like that movie, Lion King Man?
The Ghost and the Lion King Man is one of my favorite films of all time.
Oh, boy.
It's just about a little boy at a bus stop. No animals.
Doug, I'll say that's about a lion.
That is correct.
Thank God.
Oh, fuck you. You're
Matt,
an easy
same,
one.
Same team.
Damn
Come
it.
On. It's for charity, no matter what.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's not. What? No, it isn't.
My agent won't call me back.
Is that your eighth beer, Gary? Yeah.
It was from 1965. And the publicity photos show, I want to see this movie now so bad, a lion wearing glasses. Like they glued glasses to a real lion's face or something.
Jeez, eight men died for this press picture. That fucking lion was like, what?
That poor prop master.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, come on, Don,
Jesus Christ.
Make a move, Don. We want, no, it's pretty close, but we want the part to go over the ear a little bit. You fucking kidding me?
They had the lion looking at that thing when we test his eyesight.
Yeah, yeah. Like, one or two. Yeah. One or two. One or two. One or two. Okay, what about now? Do the third line again for us. Uh-huh. Okay, it's A. Go ahead.
Your turn, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
The motion picture is called The Great Outdoors. Don't look at that audience.
I have to!
Don't look for people doing impressions of specific animals. Although all three of those have similar moves.
Someone do it. I have it.
They're just out there.
Bear, bear, bear! Bear, bear, bear!
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct!
Everyone feels so bad for me. They cheer so hard when I get anything right.
That's the idiot got it. Yeah, give it to her.
Well, Steph, you got on the board, but it was, you know, too little, too late.
I know, I'm out.
Yeah,
God damn
and
it.
Well, no, you're not out or anything. You're just
last.
Gonna play in the next game, and we'll see how that one goes.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I think we got to call it for Gareth. Gareth won this game.
Then why do we even do my question?
What do you mean?
Well, what's the point?
Wasn't that a great feeling?
It was good, yeah. And I felt like a...
Yeah, you tied it up with Matt.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's 3-2-2, I think.
Okay.
It worked out pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Congratulations to Gareth, and you win, again, the opportunity to be having to go first in this next game.
Dad's home.
Yeah, it was just...
Dad's... There was a loud door slam. Yeah. And,
he hasn't chewed his gum in a while. He's getting antsy.
I just heard a Zippo lighter open and shut. I'm about to get whipped with a belt.
All right, so we'll figure out what the heck's going on.
Freezer, and we'll move on.
Yeah, we'll figure out what's going on with Dad, and then we'll be right back. We'll be back after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Right now, we're back! Hot crowd! So, in more ways than
quite
one.
Moist, yeah.
So, we are going to finish up today with a game that we often close the show with, and it's called Super Last Person Standing. We'll get three names from audience members. And I like to force it. Every time I say, go ahead and name an actor or an actress, people are like, Nicolas Cage, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Like, we keep playing the same names all the time. Oh, you like those, Steph?
Yeah.
All right, then I take it back. Never mind. But I'm always trying to get people in, you know, to name women, but then that makes it harder for everybody on stage because, you know, it's just how society apparently has worked, that we all pay a little less attention to movie stars that are women.
No.
Yeah.
There's so many women up here.
And those women know a lot of movies.
Hey! I thought you meant like just like overused names, not women in general, like Arnold. Like what about Sigourney Weaver? Is it? There's names. Julia Roberts.
Who?
Julia Roberts. She's an excellent one. How many Julia Roberts movies do you think you could name?
I don't count. Just,
but also, yeah, it's good. Yeah, you know, yeah, it goes around and comes back to you, so you have time to think about it. You hear other titles.
Make
you hear things
up.
That might,
oh, yeah,
might make you think
lot
of a sequel or a, you know, so, you know, there's lots of little traps along the way. Okay. Or helpful things, but you can go to the person whose lifeline you picked once. So you can get them to save your ass and keep you around for one more round. Liz is panicking over here already.
No!
She's already like, I don't know. But you can make it easier on yourself, Liz, because the three people who were selected today, who had their name tags chosen, are going to pick the three names.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Tommy Wiseau.
No.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I've always kind of wanted one where it's just ridiculous how hard it is and it just sort of falls apart immediately. But, well, so we got plenty of time to play a game here. She's discussing it with her friend. Just do it. Julia Roberts, she's taking it. All right.
Interesting.
I like it. I mean, it's, you know, it's always a good one. She's in a shit ton of movies.
I wish I said something else, but that's good. Okay.
You get to prove how
I was
easy
proving. I'm like, I know women. Oh, fuck.
I thought you said Julian Roberts.
He's
I was
great.
Like, I don't know him.
He's
you are
great.
A cinephile.
Gareth, who do you, what do you, where, who's your?
John over there.
Oh, John, man, of course. Yeah. John.
Interesting.
Michael Keaton. So, see, he still goes with a dude after I'm sitting here saying, pick women, pick women. But what about
like
Michael
John
Keaton?
Would pick a woman.
What's a woman, right, John? Yeah, right. My man.
But come on, he eats so much John, please.
John.
Where's
Elena?
Yours at? Elena Conda.
Adam Sandler?
Yes!
Good one.
I'm gonna suck your clit after this. That's a good one. Yeah. I'm in the game, baby.
These are so loaded. I'm gonna blank. I'm gonna blank so bad.
I mean, I played Adam Sandler.
Three franchise players, man. Oh my God.
I mean, this is massive.
Jizzed
this is
up.
Is anybody in a hurry to get out of here? Because this is gonna take a second.
Don't worry, I will brain fart so hard on one of these.
Yeah, but then you got the other two, so I think you'll be in pretty good shape. So Gareth won that one, and so we're gonna reverse the order from that last game. So it's gonna go Gareth, Matt, me, then Steph.
Okay.
And just around like that until everybody, all three of you, have lost to me.
Doug, we stay on our champion's name.
No, that's what I was saying during the break. I wanted you to be clear that you get to say all movies of all three names.
All three names. Okay,
so you could just go nuts and take all the Julia Roberts away from Steph, and she could take all the
like
Michael
the
Keaton
Sandler
away from you.
No, I'm taking all Michael Keaton.
Yeah. No. I love that guy.
Love the guy. Who was that?
What was he in? All right, so...
literally, who's he?
Gareth, start us off.
Batman.
Yes.
Nice.
Julia Roberts.
Yes. She's fantastic.
Just great in Batman.
Yes.
So good.
She's Vicki Vale's sister.
So good. Denise Vale. So good.
Why was she have such an unclever name? Vicki Vale is alliterative, and that name is just what?
Well, that's why she's not fucking
Vale.
Batman. Jesus.
I love a Denise.
Yeah.
A name.
Yeah.
Female Dennis.
Yeah. Yeah. Lady Dennis.
So good.
Madame Dennis.
Yes.
So hello.
All right. So. Oh, thank God we got Batman out of the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm going to go Mystic Pizza.
You don't want to say Batman Returns? Because that's what I just said. Yes. Steph?
Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
51st Dates.
Oh, you're taking a Sandman.
I'm going to go The Ghost in the Darkness we had before.
You mean The Ghost and the Man?
Yeah. The Ghost and the Man. Yeah. I'm out. Val Kilmer was the man.
I totally forgot about the whole Michael Douglas lion thing. So, of course, I'm going to take Napoleon and Samantha, or Samantha and Napoleon, rather.
Nice.
That's my answer.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. Michael Douglas and Michael Keaton. I fucking confused them because of all the... We're still up here talking about cancer and pussy.
So did I.
And...
We both did it.
Yeah, you did Ghost in the Darkness. No, you're not out. You can be told your answer's wrong.
Just blame me. Okay,
I thought you get an answer wrong, you're out.
No, you got that answer so wrong, you changed it to a different actor.
All right, good.
You know what I mean? It's not like you thought one of those three actors was in that movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then as soon as you did that, I was like, Michael Douglas, it's on. Come on, Wall Street!
Are they both out?
Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps!
Are they both out?
What?
Are you both out?
I'm going to start doing Andy Samberg movies next.
That would be amazing, though.
Fuck!
Against all odds. Just last person standing.
Did you ever see Andy Samberg's Palm Springs? That Palm Springs
movie?
Yeah. Good.
Awesome.
So good.
So good.
J.K. Simmons, man. The best.
Yeah, yeah. He's amazing in that. Okay, so.
He should always do cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all should.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Matt, all we need from you is a movie that hasn't been said yet for Sandler or Julia Roberts or Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, whose real name is Michael Douglas, and he picked Keaton when he got into SAG. And now he's on strike.
I think everybody's favorite movie here probably is Eat, Pray, Love. And so I'm going to throw that out there.
You know, it's the funniest thing. I dipped out during Pray, and I still had a good experience. You know what I mean? I watched Eat, I took off for a little bit, came back, Pray, Love.
Do you mean Pray with the bear or the lion? There's two Eat, Pray, Love.
I forget which one.
But you know, that's what a lion does.
I forget which one it was.
It eats its prey, and then it loves.
Yeah, yeah. Where she got mauled.
That's what lions do.
I learned a lot. Now it's time to love again. Where's her face? What did I miss? Out of smoke.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Eat, okay, Pray, then Love.
That's your answer. Okay. All right. My turn. Satisfaction.
Billy Madison.
Pretty Woman. Yeah, thank you.
hang on. Don't say yes or no to the answers. I'll handle that part.
I'm going to go Clean and Sober.
Yes.
So random.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Very, very
that was his
dramatic.
Dark turn.
Yeah. That was when he was like, oh, that guy was so funny.
What happened?
Now things are really touch and go. Mm-hmm. Some movies in about hockey.
Nice. Okay. Good work.
Click.
Yes. Mm.
Jack and Jill.
Wow, you're a vicious player, Garrett. Yeah.
Mr. Fucking Mom. It's just so good.
Somebody's talking. Somebody's talking.
The guy got out of the freezer.
You want a beer? It's 9 a.m. Scotch?
Okay, I'm gonna keep going early. Early, what's her name? Julia Roberts.
God, don't say that about the one woman.
We said Pretty Woman already.
Yeah.
Well, what about Runaway Bride?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Good. Nice.
Multiplicity. Was that Keaton?
Yeah.
Look at you! Look at you!
Deep cut.
Twist.
Okay.
In a very Adam Sandler movie. I'll say Birdman.
Good one.
Great movie.
Full title they want. It wasn't me. It's the audience. No. It's demanding it.
Birdman.
The incredible weight of massive talent.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right? It's a tricky one.
It's Birdman and like the inevitable.
Oh God!
You might have to pick something else.
All right.
And the Justice League and the
Jack Frost.
Yes.
God damn it!
When I pull my giant sweatshirt over my knees and drink my cocoa, I just love watching my best friend's wedding.
Oh.
The moment I
so
wake
cute.
Up.
This guy in weddings, he's so gung-ho.
Nice. I like how you work yours into a sentence.
I know. I'm already... I might need my lifeline. God damn it.
No, you're doing great, Adam Sandler. No,
I know. But now I'm like... Did someone say Jack and Jill? Was that something?
Yeah.
Said that?
He did, yeah.
Damn it.
Because he's fucking
you. Did you say also 50 First Dates?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Can I go to my lifeline?
You can.
Is it too soon? Don't awe me. I told you I don't know movies.
It's a little early, but I don't mind it. Okay. I don't hate it. I like going early because she'll have an answer probably.
No.
The wedding singer.
Fuck me. God damn it.
Classic.
I knew that one. So
right good, there man. For the yeah. taking.
Fuck.
So good.
Okay, I'm fine.
Gareth.
Aaron Brockovich.
Mm-hmm.
Academy Award
she won the Oscar
role.
For that one. Yes.
Interesting. Well, I'm leaving.
What was that? Are you sitting over there thinking about Adam Sandler movie stuff?
I said Wedding Singer.
No, because you're going to get another turn soon. I'm asking you. I'm screwed.
I'm absolutely
Why
fucked.
Are you screwed?
Because I really can't think of any more movies.
I think you can.
I'm really trying right now.
All right. Matt?
This game's going late. I think we're going to be on the night shift.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I did like you.
We're all anxious to get out of here. I think we're all feeling the need for speed. Starring Aaron Paul and Michael Keaton. In case anyone was wondering, did he just say a
literally
did he just say a line from Top Gun and he thinks he's playing the game?
Fried green tomatoes.
Why are you all encouraging that? Julia Roberts isn't in that.
Yeah, she's not in that.
Damn it. I cheated from the audience.
Everyone
it didn't
was,
work.
They were all so work. Excited for that answer.
Well, I cheated, and I got excited thinking I made a sly one. He fucked me over.
Hey, look.
Yeah,
he
you.
Fucked me.
You cheated, but you almost
I
got
cheated
away
and
with
I
it.
I lost.
It's almost better than
you had. You whispered that to her?
Somebody whispered. I heard it.
Oh, that guy. What's he still saying it? He's saying,
he's
you're saying,
saying
look it,
it
up. Are you kidding me? Do you know who you're talking to? You're thinking of Steel fucking Magnolias.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Well, one of us could have said that, Doug. I had that in the fucking chamber. And yes, it was because of what she said.
I can't be more sincere about this. Please do not talk to the guests on the stage about answers and stuff. Like we're playing a game.
I learned my lesson.
You did?
I learned. I cheated and I lost. I learned my lesson.
Well, I say you didn't start the cheating. So I want you to still play.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do I still play?
You gotta have an answer.
That's the problem. I don't have an answer.
But you love Adam Sandler.
I do.
You
yes.
You know his whole filmography.
I don't know his whole filmography. I only know like
just think of like think of something.
I'm trying.
I know it's hard. It's really the pressure's on.
But I need to like explain. I really didn't watch movies growing up. So
right.
This is very. I'm like struggling right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're like, right, I don't care.
No, that does, the game. That does happen game. To people. That does, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's a true thing. But, you know, we still want you to play and have
I
fun.
I know, but I want to have fun. I can have fun.
That's true.
Can I comment on other people's...
No, what happens is when you're out, I don't know if you've noticed it yet, but there's a trap door.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
And,
there's a lion down
go
there.
Go ahead. Hey. Go ahead and hit the switch. Thanks for being here, Steph.
I did my impression on the way up. I'll leave on a bang.
Our new SNL cast
rocket.
Member.
It's built on top of a bear nest.
Yeah. So we said...
I feel
which like, let's recap Adam okay. Sandler movies
we did,
you've done
we
already.
We did all the main ones.
We did... No, we didn't.
We did. We did it?
We did Wedding Singer. Okay. We did Billy Madison. Mm-hmm. We did Happy Gilmore.
We did Click.
So we're already missing movies he did before those. Yep. And then...
Give me a hint. Can I get hints? Are hints allowed?
Well, you know, I could...
Well, there was a hint and it didn't work.
It was the wrong answer, goddamn.
Yeah, that wasn't so much a hint as that was just
no,
a...
No, he's,
she wasn't fried green
me.
Tomatoes.
He just set her up.
It's like the Berenstain Bears, but with fried green tomatoes.
All right, so...
I don't want to hold up the
I
game.
I think, yeah.
I'm out. I'm good.
You did,
I'm
you
fine.
Did great.
I did
great.
Better than I thought I would
yeah.
do.
Yes.
Thank you yeah. for someone who's watching me.
All right, stop.
I'm sorry. Now I'll just comment on you guys.
Okay. Mm. Don't give him any clues.
I'd love to.
I don't think she can.
I don't think
shut
so.
Shut up!
You're hurting
shut
me.
Shut up!
Step my shoulder.
Ow! All right, it's back to you, Gareth.
Oh well, I'll go. I'll take the Adam Sandler reins. I'll say Big Daddy.
Yes.
God damn it. Okay.
Thanks, not to be rude.
It's Punch Drunk Love?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck, I'm thinking of so many of them. God damn it.
Should we let her back in?
Yeah.
Hey! Little Nikki!
Yeah! All right, but it's my turn now.
Okay.
And I just want to take a moment to thank, the bar staff and Bottle Rocket Social Hall, because, yes. Yeah. Because, we're doing a show, we're doing a podcast, so none of the drinks are blended.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
Wow.
If it's back to me, I'm out again.
What? No, you got Little Nikki.
That was it. Yeah,
that's all you had.
That was it. Yeah.
Blend it.
That was it. I'm back out again.
Okay. You know what? Every time you want back in, just say so.
What an amazing.
I'm not going to win.
You got a free pass.
What the fuck?
You got a free pass to come back in.
Okay.
I'll say Beetlejuice. Not three times.
No. I like him, but I don't need him showing up now.
Yeah, no.
We're
busy. In the freezer.
He doesn't know about these games we're playing. He'd just be running around grabbing people's tits.
Yeah, that hasn't aged great.
No.
It was a different haunting.
No, but you know what, though? Huh. I mean, I forget, in the original movie, does he come on to Alec Baldwin too? Gina and Alec?
Yeah, he's
because
very...
in the Beetlejuice musical, he's fucking molesting both of them.
Yeah.
Like, he's very bi.
I like that was the
he's
correction.
So quite bi. Yeah.
After me too, he's got to grab a pecker.
Yeah.
It's not molesting if it's everybody.
No, it's true. Yeah. I've said that at a barbecue. Hey.
It's still not as good as molesting no one, Steph.
Just, yeah. That checks out.
I don't see that version.
Not as good.
Whose turn is it?
Mine and Pelican Brief.
Ooh. Oh.
You devil.
How? God.
I'm older than you guys.
Yeah. Wow.
You've also just lived a different life. You're so fancy. It's like you're from Notting Hill or something.
You bastard.
Good work.
Wow.
Good work.
Bad news.
Uh-oh.
It's your turn.
I'm out again.
Oh, you're out again?
I'm back out again. I'll come in.
Yeah, if she thinks of one, she'll come back in.
Great. I love that policy we have.
Plays by your own rules.
Well, I'll say the water boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Did we say Little Nikki?
Yes. Yeah. That was the one she was excited to get back in.
That was your big comeback. Okay. Damn it to hell. I should be out because I said the thing that already happened.
No, that's okay.
Okay, I'll say the bear. I'm kidding.
Some guy just yelled out a title from the back. Did he just walk in?
I think he said...
I know what he said.
Shut up! That guy should lose.
He's been driving me crazy.
I don't like his shorts.
I can see his labia.
Why does he have one? I'm going to go lame, but The Flash.
Oh, yeah, Keaton. Did we say Mr. Deeds yet?
No.
Okay, then I will.
Good job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a feeling you would after that question.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, Benson.
Yeah, I'm pretty predictable.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'll say The Longest Yard.
Oh. Ooh.
Very good.
The Other Guys.
Who dad is?
Keaton is the chief.
Oh, right. Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Get out there. Be safe. Don't go chasing the waterfalls.
Chief, yeah, it's
best.
Another
TLC reference?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. So dumb, so funny. Gotta get out there. Gotta creep. Work hard. I don't want no scrubs. Chief.
I keep getting so close to saying my next answer.
Sorry.
The riff. Somebody put a lot of money in the riff machine.
I'm sorry, buddy.
No, because I just, in my head, I'm just wishing you were out of sight. And Gareth?
I think I know one again.
Yay!
Wait, did someone say Waterboy?
Yeah.
Never mind, I don't.
Still, it was fun to have you.
I thought of one when that guy said it.
I got excited.
As soon as he said it, I was like, oh, yeah, that one. I'll say that one.
No.
Who's in Out of Sight?
Huh? Michael Keaton.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Her terrible boyfriend.
Yeah, right. He didn't even know they were filming. Fun fact.
Yeah.
I'll, oh boy. Did we say Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah,
isn't that
yeah.
fun that we did
we
that?
We banged
already?
That one out.
Just wanted to take a
we banged that one out.
Yeah.
We got
we
that
said
one
Billy
out
Madison
way
too,
early.
Obviously. Yeah, obviously. We did that. I'll go with, I think it's called The Founder.
Yeah. McDonald's.
Yeah.
Ray Kroc.
Not a good movie, but I saw
Yeah, it. Wasn't that good?
No, the whole scene where they're reorganizing the. Yeah, not great.
Matt?
I think it's called, it was awful, The Ridiculous Six. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that it?
Yep.
That's what it's called? Mm-hmm. Brutally terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole can of worms when you get into, he's made like at least six movies for Netflix.
Yeah.
Many of the titles of which I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to circle back to Keaton, who interestingly played the same character he played in Out of Sight in Jackie Brown.
Oh, yeah. He did, didn't he?
Same name, same characters, same everything, but different movies, different directors, but both based on Elmore Leonard books. You got one, Steph?
No, I'm still out.
Back to Gareth. We'll come back to you. Steph's out in the field. We're back to Gareth in the studio.
Thanks, Doug. Wish he had an update, but I'll go with Ocean's 11.
Now we're talking. Matt? Do it, Matt.
Give me a ball. Run with it. Ocean's 13.
That ball just deflated.
She's not in it?
Well, what's Ocean's 11?
Right.
Then what?
Ocean's 12.
Yeah, you said 13.
I know. There's
you skipped over to the one she's not in.
Really?
Yes.
I thought she wasn't in 12.
She's in 12.
Fuck me.
Ah.
That's my time, everybody.
Do you have another one real quick?
No.
All right, so it's back to me. But thanks for playing, Matt. You did great.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's down to me and Gareth. You still got some in the chamber?
I don't want to reveal what I do or don't have right
That's
now.
That's fair. Like. That's fair. I like that approach. But let's see. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
Oh, coming from the cheater that gave me the wrong answer?
Yeah, that's a fucking guy.
Oh, listen to him. Yeah.
Oh, he's still talking.
Sir.
He's still saying things out loud. See, the listeners can't hear what you're saying. He's not even looking at me. Listeners can't hear what you're saying, so please stop saying things. All right, Matt. Who's your lifeline?
Elena.
Yeah. Wait. I thought we did go to her. We didn't?
No, we didn't.
I haven't used mine.
No.
Okay.
If someone else went to my lifeline, cool.
I just swear we said her name just recently, but I you know, maybe for another reason. Uncut Gems.
I was trying to remember the name.
Damn Uncut Gems.
Good.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Murder mystery.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Damn it.
Yeah.
Uncut Gems was great.
Yeah, that's
John,
that's a good,
you got something?
Pull. John?
Spanglish, John.
That's what the guy in the very back yelled out.
Oh, he did.
Maybe he was just answering a question. Maybe somebody asked him what his favorite language is or something.
Yeah. Spanglish.
Just was a timing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Spanglish. Okay. All right, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
The Cobbler.
Oh.
The great movie about shoemaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
I got another one. You ready?
Yeah.
Pixels.
You bastard. You son of a...
Do you want more?
Yeah, keep going, Doug.
Murder Mystery 2.
My fetish.
But you lasted the longest. Gareth is our winner!
Yay! You did it.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to give the bag to the
John.
Lifeline person?
There you go, John.
John, come on up, John.
All right, come here,
don't
John.
Don't throw it.
I've had
be
a beer.
Careful
Let's
with it.
It's not molesting if you touch everyone.
It's full of hand weights and knives.
Come
don't
on.
Throw it.
Hey.
Go,
look at him.
Congrats.
Look at him. All right, Gareth Reynolds, what would you like to promote? You get to go first. Do your plugs.
Oh, gosh. I'll be on tour. You can go to GarethReynolds.com. You listen to the Dollar Podcast and follow me on social media at Reynolds Gareth. And go get an animal. Go get an animal from the pound. They're overwhelmed.
What's that?
Go buy animals. Get them from the pound.
Oh. Yeah.
Specifically lions.
What are you?
Yes. Yeah.
You're a regular Bob Barker over
wow.
there.
And do not spay or neuter them. I want to see okay. those things birthing. And if you do neuter them, mail me the balls. What? I'm drunk.
That took a turn. Took a real Once turn. Right
Have your pet spayed or neutered. Go to my website. I do it from a van.
Woo! You're going to be too hammered for your set tonight, Woo! Buddy. That's going to be some show tonight.
All vowels.
Steph Tolev, you're a delight.
Yes.
Thank you. You came down here. You showed a bunch of nice people your vagina.
Yeah. Classic me.
And what would you like to promote?
Follow me on Instagram at Steph Tolev. I've got a big tour coming out called Filth Queen. I'm going all over the place. And listen to my podcast, Steph Infection. Yeah. Thank you. You guys all should do it. Matt's done it.
I did it, yeah. We talked about the girl got
to do it.
Oh, my God. Matt had the funniest story on it. You got to listen to that episode.
And your Twitter name is Step Toilet?
Yeah, I Googled myself once on Wikipedia and it said, did you mean Step Toilet? And I was like, yes, I did. Yeah, I'm a toilet. Yeah.
Yep.
But don't follow that. Follow my Instagram. That's stupid. Don't follow. I don't tweet.
Oh, you don't tweet?
No, I do videos. Follow
what about threads on Instagram? You doing that?
I hate that shit. Go on Instagram. What the fuck are we doing? Stupid.
The Instagram is just like, let's fucking do Twitter over here since it's going so badly over there.
I also
there.
Bought a dog, so I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. That's good. That's good. I mean, yeah, you know. Listen.
She's a golden retriever.
Well, I love that.
Okay. Stop. Everybody hates me so much right now.
How do you reconcile that? Like, do you just...
Is it neutered?
I don't care. She's neutered, and she's so fucking cute. I don't give a shit.
All right.
But, like you went into, like, a pet store?
No. I went to, like, a family breeder. It was a single mom of four boys. So does that make you feel better?
Gosh. She needed that money to feed those kids.
She did need that money.
Everyone and to neuter them.
Badly.
Yeah. If you want the dog unspayed, I also do that.
Okay.
I return the birthing possibility.
I really lost the crowd here with my golden retriever.
Every individual
organism
needs love, you know, even those of us with incredible genetics. Yeah. Yeah. I was born without a chin. It's a joke.
But the gams. Oh, the
gams. Oh, those gams.
Ooh, the gams.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Wow, look at those things.
Ow.
Is he neutered? We can almost see.
Hey. I was not
I am me. I am.
Some people like a gun show, but this has been a real leg show.
Yeah, really, yeah. Gam show, yeah. Yeah.
Cut these off.
Oh, stop.
Join us.
Snippity
if
you, snap.
If I did, you'd see the shaft right now, because I'm showing Red Rocket. Matt, I love him.
I'm showing.
Bottle Rocket, not Red Rocket.
I love that's how you talked about your boner. Honey, I'm showing.
Well, it's now or never. I'm fully
Don't
showing.
Don't say that. Don't just say you have an erection.
Let's move.
Matt Bronger, promote yourself.
Just go to mattbronger.com. I've shows coming up all over the place. Scaled back because I have a baby girl, but I'm still going all over the place. And you can. Doug is still on YouTube if you want to catch my special. So yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Named after,
I always
not
like
this dog. It's a
not,
terrible dog.
It's not named after me, but no. Why do we have to say those things out loud? I like to pretend you named your special after me. And so did Hannah Gadsby. She did Douglas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I've got two specials out there that I had nothing to do with. And I'm very proud of both of them. I'm doing stand-up at Levity Live in Oxnard, California on Thursday, July 27th with my friends Amy Miller and Alex Hooper. It's going to be a great show. And I just want to say thank you to the WDVE Comedy Festival. Randy Bauman and Bill Crawford, and let's hear it for this great new venue, the Bottle Rocket Social Hall. Great spot. to just chill and have a nice beer.
I've been enjoying, if you haven't had it, it's just so refreshing. This is a Mango Cart wheat ale. It's really, it's all over. It's bar suddenly showed, you know, beers will suddenly just show up at bars everywhere. Like we found this beer and we liked it. And then suddenly it's on tap everywhere. Mm. And it's been very exciting. It's a very exciting life. And one more time for my guest, Steph Tolev.
Hello.
Gareth Reynolds. Matt Bronger. As always, oh, NTM, there's no place like home.
The eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the movie.